I have one final question. It's actually a question for another friend in Australia. We love it when you say, "Ah, we're going to go to a place we've never been to before."
We've been to several of those here today.
Today, yes, we have.
We're out there on the leading edge. Esther said as they were walking down the hallway just now, the group is right up to speed with Abraham. It's so exhilarating to be out here in new thought and you to be right there too.
Right. So in this co-creative process of us and physical and you and non-physical, what is the very best question we could ask you, given where we've all expanded to at this point in time?
What's the fastest path right here, right now, to my happiness?
Okay, that sounds good.
And notice we didn't say, how can I get happy? We said, what's the fastest path right here, right now? What is going to lead me to happiness that's close to where I am that I might recognize? If you're in despair, revenge is the path. If you're in revenge, anger is the path. If you're in anger, less anger is the path. If you're in less anger is the path. Until pretty soon, frustration's the path. And then, hopefulness is the path. And once you're reaching for hopefulness, you're well along the way, you see. What's the fastest path to me feeling good? What can I use as my excuse to feel a little better while I look at you? What's the best excuse I can use to feel good as I look at you? Whatever it is I'm looking at. Look around for reasons to feel good. Wherever you are, look around for something to feel good about and speak about it. And when you find something that you feel a little movement on, milk it. Beat the drum of it. Esther watched Jerry. He was standing out in the middle of the driveway, really, where the bus was parked, and he was looking for reasons to feel good. She saw him look at the sky. She saw him smile at a bird. She saw him bask in appreciation at the bus. She saw him look out. She thought he might be thinking about what the day was going to be like. And as they drove that day from Washington, D.C. to Asheville through the Shenandoah Valley, it was the most picturesque, beautiful, perfect traffic, perfect everything day that they had ever experienced together. And Esther knew Jerry had set the tone of that, standing there and just reaching from where he stood for things to appreciate. And then Esther continued it by appreciating him appreciating, and then he appreciated her appreciating, and then she appreciated him appreciating, and then they got a sort of rampage of appreciation going, and before they knew it, they were launched into a perfect day, you see.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Very much.
So, are you taking the essence of what we've discovered here today? And are you understanding that what it is life in this body has caused an expansion of who you are, and there is a vibrational escrow vision that you are wanting to now give as close as you can your undivided attention to? And do you get it how when somebody in your now clambers around and makes you, it feels like, look at them, that the discomfort that you feel with them is only because it feels like they pulled you from your vision? That's all it ever is. If they'd just be better, that wouldn't happen. So now you know that you don't have to let anything pull you from it. And that resentment that you have is a valid feeling. It's the way you feel when something has distracted you. Let's put it that way. Something has distracted you from who you have become. That's worth writing down.